Why do we tend to see the higher rate for these heart issues in these winter months?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's multifactorial. Historically, when it gets cold, and why we've seen a lot of heart attacks, people have felt that it has to do with the blood vessels getting a little bit smaller across our body to help maintain heat. Now, the heart blood vessels, or the coronary arteries, are small vessels in general. So you can imagine if you already have some plaque built up in those arteries, as they get smaller and the blood flow is less, it increases the strain on the heart and hence the risk of a heart attack. Other things that we see a lot in these months in general are uptick of different respiratory viruses or respiratory viral illnesses. Those sometimes can lead to more inflammation around the heart and the heart vessels in particular, which can increase someone's risk. Other things that we tend to see is people tend to put more stress on their body in general. So let's say, for instance, you live in an area where there's a lot of snow and you need to shovel the snow, but your body may not be conditioned to do that. That can add some more stress on the heart, of course, and certainly increase your risk. And then another thing that unfortunately we see a lot of in the winter months in general is just more depression, more stress, more anxiety. And that also plays a toll on the heart. So very multifactorial.
In terms of the stress, how much do the holidays maybe add to the stress for folks and these related heart issues that we're seeing?
Yeah, great question. And so, you know, we always hope and we try our best for our friends and family to make it a very joyous occasion, but holiday, let's say shopping or other, you know, issues at the end of the year that may come up, more financial or not, that can add to a lot of stress and anxiety. And some people may not have the same experiences and may have more situational depression. And so the holidays in specific, kind of linked to some of the mental health issues we see in general over the winter, can certainly exacerbate mental health illnesses. And so, you know, it's really good to make sure that we're around our friends and family, provide as much support as possible.
You mentioned respiratory viruses, which kind of leads me to think about flu and other things. How important are the vaccines like flu, like the COVID boosters, to our listeners to get those shots this time of the year?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it's in general, the general recommendation is just to try to protect yourself from viruses. And in fact, the flu shot, for instance, is actually it's highly recommended in terms of people who are at risk for heart disease. So assuming you have diabetes, hypertension, obesity, high cholesterol, it's actually recommended to get the flu shot at least yearly. As we learn more about COVID vaccines and boosters, you know, it's generally recommended to stay immune from COVID as best as you can. And so getting the vaccines is recommended in general by most cardiologists would like to recommend that in general as well. Taking good, precautions, right? So like making sure you're avoiding folks who you think may be sick. Or at least keeping your distance, right? Trying to make sure you wash your hands regularly, doing your best to kind of make sure your health is good.
As we talk about the holidays too, Dr. Shaw, I think about these times where folks are going to these gatherings, maybe eating all the good food as well. For those patients who might be more higher risk, can these diets or lack of a diet for that matter impact your risk for one of these heart issues?
Yeah, absolutely. So you want to make sure you stick to your routine. You know, we tell a lot of our heart patients in particular to maintain what we call a heart healthy lifestyle. You know, that is having good exercise routines, making sure they have a well-balanced, healthy meal. You don't want to lose track of that too much because even, let's say, eating more salt than you're used to, that can really spike your blood pressure up. Or let's say eating more sweets than you're used to, that can really spike your blood glucose up. And all of that together really increases your risk. So you want to try to stay on track as best you can. You know, we all have some flexibility, right, over the holidays, and that's totally understandable. But then just balance that out the next day. You know, make sure you're exercising, make sure you're kind of rebalanced a little bit, get more veggies in, some more fruits. I say in general, don't lose track of even your prescription medications, right? Let's say you're prescribed medications by your providers. It's easy to forget when there's so much going on with the holidays, but that's also very vital. If you are prescribed medications, make sure you don't forget to take those because that in itself can also increase your risk of a complication.
Dr. Nishat Shaw is a cardiologist at Duke University. Dr. Shaw, really appreciate your time and perspective this morning. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family.
And same to you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.